AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Bond has been set in Charleston, South Carolina for Dylan Roof.
On the count, one count of possession of a weapon during the commission of the crime, a violent crime, I'm setting your bond, young man, at $1 million.
Bond was not set for the nine counts of murder against the man accused of firing shots at a church in Charleston during a prayer meeting. Judge James Gosnell gave members of the victims' families a chance to speak. Ethel Lance's daughter spoke to Dylan Roof.
I will never talk to her ever again. I will never be able to hold her again. But I forgive you.
Roof appeared by video. He wore a jail jumpsuit and was handcuffed and spoke only to answer questions. The Justice Department is investigating whether the shootings could be prosecuted as a hate crime or as an act of domestic terror. A longtime police officer is dead in Cincinnati. Shots were fired on a city street this morning. Officers were responding to a report of an erratic armed man.
At 9:26, backup officers frantically aired that we had an officer down.
Cincinnati Police Chief Jeffrey Blackwell says Officer Sonny Kim and the suspect were killed. In Washington, D.C., a group of evangelical Christians were forced out of a hotel ballroom today.
We have received a threat about the safety of this event and this room.
Ralph Reed is founder and chair of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. The group was supposed to hear from some Republican presidential candidates. D.C. police are investigating. Police and volunteers in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia are looking for another tiger that might have gotten out of a zoo when it was wrecked by severe flooding. 2 days ago, a runaway tiger mauled a man to death before being killed by police. On Wall Street, stocks remain lower. The Dow is down 92 points. This is AP Radio News. The Obama administration is proposing new, tougher fuel efficiency standards for medium and heavy-duty trucks. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the story.
It's the latest step by the administration to combat climate change and aims to lower carbon dioxide emissions by this segment of the transportation sector by 24%. National Highway Traffic Safety Administrator Mark Roskind says it would cut fuel costs by $170 billion.
And when these fuel savings bring down the cost of transporting goods, consumer pocketbooks would also benefit.
Trucking groups sound generally supportive, though there is a concern it could mean some technologies are used before they're fully tested. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
At the U.S. Open near Seattle, there's a big crowd at the top. Jordan Spieth, Brandon Grace, and Daniel Summerhays have moved into a tie for the lead with Henrik Stenson and Dustin Johnson. Stenson and Johnson haven't even started their second rounds yet. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.